Welcome back to The Brooke Alexander Show. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander. I'm a life and success coach here to help you get unstuck, take action, and create the life you want. On this podcast, I get real about what it takes to transform your life and give you information you can really use to up-level and create massive shifts. We talk about mindset, manifestation, spirituality, and what it really takes to be successful. Personal development doesn't have to be boring, and being spiritual doesn't mean meditating for hours. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am really excited to have you here today. I have a really cool episode planned, and this one kind of came to me. I've been ruminating on it. I don't know how to really say that properly, but I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks now. It's been something that's on my mind because of some important lessons that I've been learning over the past few weeks. And I've had a challenging 2 weeks filled with a lot of self-reflection, deep self-reflection. I would say probably the deepest self-reflection I've done in a while, or maybe it's just because I'm doing it in an area that I've kind of kept closed off for a really long time, and I just left it closed and did not attend to it. And then obviously, of course, it all exploded in its timing, because that's what happens when you try to push things to the side and not deal with them. They explode in spectacular fashion, and then the problem that you need to deal with is much, much bigger than if you had just dealt with it at the beginning. But it's all good, because everything happens for a reason, as we know. And on the other side of this, I mean, it needed to happen, and it was going to happen eventually. And sometimes the universe pushes you off the cliff and forces you to reflect and do things that you need to do to up level. So I know that all of the challenges that I've been facing this past 2 weeks have been for an exact reason, and I am excited about the exact reason, because, you know, when you go through, I'll get to this all at the end, but going through challenges and experiences isn't necessarily just negative. You know, there's always good that comes on the other side of that. Anyway, so what I have been doing and what inspired this episode mostly is because I started rock climbing a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine goes very frequently. It's actually like a 2-minute walk from my house, which is nice because my gym is a 30-minute walk, and it's getting way too cold to do that 30-minute walk there and then 30 minutes back. So I decided to give rock climbing a go, and I've actually done it before. I did it a couple of years ago with another friend at another place, and I did not like it. I sucked at it. So then I just equated that with not liking it. And I was definitely, this was before all of my kind of personal development mindset work had really gotten deep. This was, yeah, quite a few years ago now. But yeah, the first time I did it, I did not like it. I wasn't good at it. And it wasn't that I wasn't good at it because I couldn't do it. I just had self-imposed limitations of it's going to be hard, so then I won't like it, and that means I'm not good at it. So I did it again. I gave it another try. A good friend of mine goes very frequently, and I just wanted to change things up a little bit from my normal workouts. And turns out I was actually pretty good at it. I didn't take in my negative limiting beliefs. I had a really good time. It was a really good way for me to break state from the kind of sooky negative state that I'd been in for a couple days at that point. So it was really good. And then I learned a lot of lessons, but I'm going to focus this stuff on today's topic, which is how to develop and increase your self-confidence. Now, I think one of the biggest problems here is so many people don't take action on things, don't do things, think they're not good at things, because they don't have confidence. And I've already recorded an episode on why you don't need to have confidence. But this one, I'm going to go into some more steps on how you can really make sure that you don't let this lack of feeling of confidence get in the way of you being able to take action. This is something that has come up a lot in my clients recently. So I am sharing it here because I find that a lot of the time, if a lot of people are coming to me with the same kinds of things, I take that as a sign from the universe that I need to talk about that, that there's it's probable that a lot of people are experiencing the same kind of thing. Anyway, so today, as you can tell from the title, we're going to talk about 7 ways you can increase or develop your confidence. A lot of people, it's so bizarre for me still, it make comments about how confident they think that I am or how I come across as confident. And to be honest, I think this feeling of confidence can sometimes be this, it's a myth for the most part, because I don't necessarily have confidence. I just do things regardless of how I feel. If I know it's going to be something that is going to up-level me, I do it, regardless of if I'm scared to do it, if whatever, if I think someone's going to laugh at me or whatever. And that can come across as confidence. And maybe that's what confidence is, and people think it's something else. Confidence is the ability or the willingness to do something that you need to do, even if you don't feel super great about doing it. Anyway, that's one of the things that we'll talk about. The first thing that I want you to do, and something that I often do, is to remind yourself of past successes and be grateful. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to make a list of all of the times you've done something that you've never done before, how it went, and what you learned from that experience. Now, this list should be incredibly long, because everything that you have ever done, at one point you had never done it before, right? So look back on all of those times and think of all of those times that you've done something that you've never done before, how it went. Did it go how you wanted it to go? Did it not go how you want it to go? Just describe how it went. And then what you learned from that experience. And this is truly going to help you, because when you can switch from thinking that if something doesn't go how you want it to go, then that's going to be a failure, to if anything that you do, regardless of what happens, you're going to learn a lesson, then you can feel more confident, because it's not a lose situation. It's always a win. You're either going to succeed and it's going to go exactly how you want it to go and potentially still learn a lesson, or it's not going to go how you want it to go and you're still going to learn a lesson. And these lessons are invaluable. You need to know all of these lessons in order to be moving forward and up leveling and getting better and knowing more things. If you're not learning lessons, how are you ever going to do anything different or bigger or better than what you're currently doing? So remind yourself of past successes and failures, all of them. Anytime you've done something that you've never done before, gone live, told someone that you love them, whatever, and there's always a lesson, always. And be grateful, because without those lessons, where would you be, right? If you didn't learn that lesson, you'd be way back where you were before you learned the lesson. And I'm sure you can agree that out of all the lessons that you've learned in your life and all the tests and all the things that have come up from the universe and times you've had to prove yourself and push through and do scary things, all of those things have gotten you to where you are right now. And if you didn't have those things, you would be miles behind. So reframe the situation and remind yourself of the times that you've learned lessons, but also just remind yourself of the times that you have succeeded, because often we tend to forget or downplay the times that we were successful, and sometimes maybe we attribute it to luck or whatever, but remind yourself of the times that you were successful. I've done so many things in my life that I often just disregard as success because it happened. I did it and it happened. And for me, then it made it feel kind of normal, like it wasn't this huge big deal. Like, for example, moving to an entirely new country that I had never been to before, entirely by myself. I've actually done it a couple times. And for me, because I've done that, it seems normal. I can do it. But for other people, that's a huge, huge, huge deal. And that would be a huge thing for them to, excuse me, do and overcome would be to move to a new country and set up a whole new life. But for me, it seems normal, but it's not. It's a big deal. So we need to remind ourselves of our past successes and write it down if you can. That would be my best suggestion. Write things down, or you can record it into voice notes, which is something that I am doing a lot with my morning routine, is recording things into voice notes instead of writing it down, because that feels uncomfortable. And the only way to grow and learn and expand is to do things that are uncomfortable. So if recording voice notes is uncomfortable for you, then I encourage you to do that. And I'm actually going to make a YouTube video on my morning routine for alignment, action, and abundance soon, this week. Actually, I'm going to get my YouTube channel back up. So this is me putting myself out there and telling you so that you can hold me accountable and so that I can hold myself accountable. So if you don't see it from me, come and give me a reminder that I told you I would record a YouTube video for you this week. So, I mean, I'll do it, but just in case, hold me accountable also. So the next thing is to, thing number two is to stop expecting to feel confident. So many times we wait around for this feeling of confidence to appear inside us. And a lot of the times we have rules set up for when we will allow ourselves to feel confident. So I will allow myself to feel confident when I have done this thing before. I will allow myself to feel confident when I have done something similar to this. I will allow myself to feel confident when someone else tells me that I should feel confident. But waiting around for all of these things to come up, or expecting that you should just feel confident before you do something, are limiting you. They're holding you back because you're waiting for something external to come to you when you have the power right now to invoke that feeling of confidence or take action without the feeling of confidence even being there. Expecting to feel a certain way before you take action is, you know that it's going to, I don't even need to explain that to you. You know that expecting to feel something and not, and waiting to have that feeling before you do it is going to hold you back because you're relying on something outside of you. So stop expecting to feel confident. And I'll get down to one of our other points in just a minute, but just understand that you don't need to feel confident before you do something. One of my mantras that I live by is confidence before competence. So I don't wait around to feel confident before I do something. I don't have these rules set up for when I will feel confident. And I'm relating this to my business situation right now, when like how I show up online. There are probably other areas in my life that I need to apply these rules to as well. So I need to take my own advice. And, you know, for example, relationship areas, this is where I need to start practicing this rule, this thing that I'm sharing with you, is definitely to stop expecting to feel confident before you can take action. And I think something that helps me in this situation is increasing your self-belief also, and trusting that any thought or idea that you have has been given to you, and you need to act on that because there's a reason for it. And it's intuition as well. When you feel something that you need to do, trust that your intuition is telling you that thing for a reason, and don't wait to feel confident or don't rely on something external to you to come in and say, okay, now you can do it because you have this certain feeling, because that's shitty. But also, if you want to feel confident, you can actually feel confident whenever you want. If you want to bring on the feelings of confidence, you can do that at any single point in time. And this is something that I teach with my clients first on when we start working together, is an NLP technique, which is called anchoring. And basically, there's a process that we go through that will allow you to bring on any feeling that you want. So we can focus on confidence, we can focus on happiness, we can focus on love, whatever. We can set up anchors, and we do this with like on physical parts of your body. So you do this and I guide you through it on how to anchor those specific feelings or a specific feeling to a certain action, a physical action or something like that, that you do, so that whenever you do that thing, you can bring on that feeling. And it's the way that the analogy that I use for this is when you listen to music, you know, when you listen to music from like a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden, all the memories and the feelings that you had back then when you first started listening to that music or heard that song, all of those feelings come rushing back to you. That is anchoring. That song, that music is an anchor for those feelings. And so we can do that for the feelings that you want. We can do that on purpose so that you can bring that up whenever you want. So you don't need to expect for this feeling of confidence just to come to you, because you don't need, confidence is not a requirement for action at all. There isn't, that's not a thing. And also, if you do want to feel confident before you do something, we can do specific techniques and you can bring on the feeling of confidence whenever you want. So you don't need to, don't expect to feel confident and don't wait around for confidence. Another thing that you can do, so our third thing here is, how can you make others feel confident? One of the biggest things that I like to live by in business, in life is, and also this is probably one of those things I need to implement into my relationship situations too, is to give what you want to get. And I do this, I say this all the time. Like I said, this is the biggest thing, one of my biggest things with shifting realities and manifestation, law of attraction, yada yada, all those things, is to give what you want to get. So how can you make others feel confident? How can you show up for others? Because you can use that energy. If you show up to others and uplift and support and inspire them, that energy gets reflected back to you. So you can use that as well for your benefit. And this one is pretty, I guess, simple here. You need to find out ways that you can make others feel confident or display confidence, but you need to, how can you give what you want to get? And as I said in my previous episode, the universe will reflect that energy back to you. So if you are putting out the energy of confidence and giving the energy of confidence and uplifting the collective consciousness for confidence, that will be returned back to you. Our fourth thing here, and one of my favorite things to do, is visualize. So a lot of the time we don't feel confident about something because we haven't done it before. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to visualize, because the body doesn't know the difference between what it is truly experiencing and what is it is imagining it's experiencing. So if you can visualize yourself, say for example you want to get some clients on the phone but you're so scared, terrified of getting clients on calls. Visualize yourself being on a call with a client. Visualize that interaction. Go through it. Do all the steps. If you are applying for a new job but you're terrified about the interview process, visualize the interview process. Visualize yourself in a room with people that you don't know, asking you questions, you answering, how you're going to sit, how you're going to respond, how will you think, feel, and act, what will you see and hear, all of these things. Visualize this, because the body doesn't know the difference between real or imagined, and it's going to make it easier for you to get into that situation and be prepared. But also when you're doing this, you are changing your energy and your vibe, if that's an easier word for you to use here, and shifting your reality, because there are multiple parallel realities existing at this point right now. And the way that you can shift into the reality that you want of being confident in the job interview, of being confident on calls with clients, is to visualize it happening, feel what you're going to feel, and then you shift into that reality. This is how it happens. This shit is real. It's crazy, but it is real. And visualizing is one of the most powerful things for me that helps to shift into a different reality. So visualize, think, how, what will you see? What will you hear? What will you feel? What will you think? And do it often. Do it for 5, 10, 20 minutes. Do it as much as you can in a quiet, safe place. It might feel silly, but you know what? Sometimes the good things that get us to where we want to go feel silly. And that's it. And then you get so used to it that you just do it all the time, and it actually is really, really fun. Which leads me to my next important point, very important point, is take action. So you can't just visualize yourself to a new job. You do need to take action. We live in a physical plane. We have to abide by physical laws in this reality, in this current present universe. So we need to take action. Visualizing is great to help you embody that persona and that person and that reality, but you still need to take action. And this is important here, because the only way to get good at something and in turn feel confident about it is to do it. You actually need to do the thing. And this is like the scary part, but this is definitely the thing that helped me the most in growing my business when I was like building it up and am still building up, is to do the things that are scary. And this is something that I have to talk about with my clients a lot. And you know what? This is the thing that differentiates successful people from unsuccessful people and lazy people and people who just aren't going to get where they want to be, because people want things to feel easy. People want things to come naturally. But the reality is, nothing good does come naturally, easily. And the only way that something is going to feel natural or easy is because if it's something that you love to do. If you love to do something, it will feel like it's coming naturally, or you won't mind if it's hard. You will actually enjoy the challenges. But you have to take action. You have to do stuff. You can't expect shit to just come your way to feel confident. Like, you have to go out there and do it. You do something the one time. I used to practice going to job interviews. I would just, I don't even want this job, but I want to practice interviews. I want to practice being good at it. I was terrified of client calls at the beginning too. So how'd I do that? I give people free calls for a little while. Like, obviously don't do that forever, but until I started feeling like I could do it, until I trusted myself. You do it and then you realize that you're actually pretty good at it. Oh shit, okay. That was a really good call. I actually am pretty good at this thing. So taking action is the best and fastest and most surefire way to get confident, increase your confidence, develop your confidence. You have to take action. I say this all the time. This is my biggest thing. You have to do. You have to do. And this is something that I still practice a lot. Taking action. If I am scared to do something, I use that as a signal, as that is exactly what I meant to do. So take action. And I know it's scary and you're probably going to complain, but you know what? If you want to complain, keep on complaining. Go ahead. Keep on complaining. See how that turns out for you. If that gets you to where you want to be, good for you. If it doesn't get you to where you want to be, well, you know what you need to do. All right, the next thing is be solution focused. So instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the solution. I am not feeling confident at this thing. I'm not doing it because I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident going on Instagram Live. I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident. What is that good is that doing? Nothing. That is lowering your vibration, keeping you in that reality that you don't want to be in, and you're focusing on the problem from the same place as the problem. You need to get out of there. You need to focus on the solution. I don't feel confident going on Instagram Live, so what's the solution? What are other ways that you can build up some confidence, get confident around that? What are other things you can do? Maybe some baby steps that you can take. Well, if I had someone else to go on Instagram Live with me, if we did it together, I would feel a bit more open to doing it. It wouldn't be so scary. Or what's go do something else. Go on Facebook Live instead. Where else can you show up that is a little scary that maybe might not be as scary as Instagram Live? Same thing with applying for a new job or getting a new job. I am so scared of applying for a new job because I'm so scared of interviews and terrified of interviews. All right, well, how can you get out of that? What's a solution? How can you stop being so terrified of job interviews? Well, you can practice. You can talk to other people. You can practice when you're out in public, just saying hello to a stranger, making eye contact. Start small. There's always small little things that you can start with that are going to help you improve your confidence. And you don't have to jump straight into the deep end, but making eye contact with people in public will help because you'll start to realize that that's not so scary. And then smiling at someone and then making a comment to someone or something like that, saying hello, whatever. Start small so that you can learn that all these things, these stories that you're making up in your head about not feeling confident aren't actually real. These things, these stories you have about why you're not feeling confident, about why you're not good at things, they're not real. Like, they're not actual reality. Your reality only exists in your head. So you can change that. You can absolutely change it. Everyone can change their stories and thoughts and beliefs that they run in their head. You just have to choose to think something different. So focus on the solution. How can you overcome this challenge instead of just reminding yourself that you're experiencing a challenge? The next thing, and the last thing, our seventh thing, and this is the biggest lesson that I'm learning that relates to rock climbing. And I think it might be called bouldering in some places, but whatever. It's not a harness one. So there's no harness. It's just me climbing up a wall that you have to put your hands and your feet on these little bits, and sometimes you go upside down and you have to reach and use your body in crazy ways, but that's what it is. One of the biggest lessons I'm learning is fail often and fail fast. So the more I climb up the walls and the higher I get, I noticed that as I get higher, it's not that I physically can't get to the next thing, foot position, hand position, whatever they're called. I actually don't know yet what they call all those little bits and pieces on the wall, but it's not that I physically, for the most part, can't do it. I noticed that my brain was getting scared. So I would be climbing up the wall and then I would get to this point and my brain would freak out and think, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall. And then I would fall. But what I learned is that, okay, so I learned that it's my head that gives up before my body actually gives up. But what I learned is the higher I got and the more I fell, the higher I could get the next time. So that fall made it easier for me to push further the next time because I realized the fall wasn't so bad. I've already done it. I realized that I can get up and I can actually push past that point. And so it doesn't become that level that I was scared of before isn't so scary anymore. And the other day when I was climbing, I got to the highest point I'd climbed before at this one, like, what are they called? Like challenge problem. One problem that I'm like working on. I'm very beginner. So I was like, I've been doing this one for a couple times, but I got to the highest point I'd ever been and then fell and actually face planted. Turn around, face planted on the mat. Like there's stuff on the ground. So it's not, I'm not falling onto like hard ground. There's mats there and stuff. So it was fine. But after that, I was like, oh, well, like that was really fucking scary, but I made it. And so then the next, I just went into it after that with like, well, that was really fucking scary, but I got through it. So I'm going to fucking make this shit my boss. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm swearing so much. But I was just like, I am going to own this. That was scary, but I can do it. And it's same for all the other things. Like every time you fail, you can, or fall or experience rejection, you can go higher the next time. And the next time you get there, you get to that next level, the next fall, there's going to be a new fall to experience. And that is also going to be really scary. But then you can go even higher the next time. So fail often, fail fast, practice rejection, practice it, become desensitized to it, because reality is you're actually not going to die unless you're jumping off a bridge, which don't do, because that's not what I'm talking about here. But practice hearing no. Practice trying something and failing at it. Because that is how you keep pushing forward. That is how, once you overcome the fear of thinking that you're going to fail at something and that's going to be the end and you'll never be able to do it again, once you can overcome that, there's not a whole lot sitting in your way at that point. Because you know you can overcome it. You know you can move on. You can know you can move up. You know there's going to be, at that next level, there's going to be another fall. And that's reality. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with falling or failing or not, things not turning out how you want them to. There's nothing wrong with that. The idea that you have to succeed at every single thing that you do is bull. I don't want to keep swearing, but it's a load of crap. Fail often, fail fast, practice rejection, because the only thing getting in your way is the story that you're telling yourself in your head. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is that the higher I go, the bigger the fall, the higher I can go the next time. So that's what I want to share with you. And any experience you have or go through is an up level. Anytime you experience discomfort, it will be followed by growth. And this is what I am reminding myself of, this challenge that I've been experiencing for the past 2 weeks, is that the reason that I'm going through it and like pushing through it and shedding all these old beliefs and all these old feelings and doing a lot of reflection is because I need to do all this for the next step for me. There's something big, big, big coming for me, and it's really close, and I had to go through this experience right here, what I've been doing, and go through all of the things that I've had to go through and learn and reflect on, because I need to know all that stuff for this next level. I need to know all of that to get to the next level. And even though it's hard, it's so hard and it's not enjoyable, I trust that discomfort is going to be followed by growth. And it's the same thing when you are not confident or you have fear and you have to do something that you've never done before. It's because you have to learn those lessons, because the next step, you're going to need to know everything that you've learned there. And if you don't learn the lesson when you take the step, you're going to get sent right back to the beginning, and you're going to have to keep learning that lesson over and over again until you learn it. And then once you learn it and you do that development and that growth, and you can say, aha, I needed that. I needed to know that. I needed to learn that. This is what I needed to learn. This is how I can integrate this into my life and integrate this new knowledge and new information so that I can move forward. And the only way to guarantee that you're not moving forward is to do nothing, to stay in the same place. To never experience something that scares you or something that feels hard or something that isn't easy to go through is just going to keep you in the exact same place. So if you're okay with that, if you're okay with staying exactly where you are right now, then keep doing what you're doing and if you're not experiencing any growth or any change, or you're not achieving what it is you want to achieve, that's okay. If that's okay with you, that's okay. But there is no secret formula. There is no magic pill. There is nothing that's going to help you get to where you want to be. It has to be hard. Those are the rules. Well, okay, it doesn't have to be hard, but there has to be a certain degree of discomfort, because that is what produces growth. Once you can get through that discomfort, you always grow. There isn't, I know that you understand what I'm saying. I know that you know. I know that you've been through experiences that felt hard at the time, but you learned something and you grew. So I know that you can relate this to your life. And every difficult experience is building you up so you can be the next level version of you. Don't look at these experiences as setbacks. They're actually pushing you forward and showing you it's time to move. So that is everything that I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, as you know, and I am so grateful that you're all here and that you guys are doing things. A lot of you have been reaching out to me lately and speaking with me and booking calls with me, which is so, so exciting. And I'm so excited that I am surrounded by, and that people who are ready to take action and change their lives are finding me and taking me on their journey with them. Because seriously, this is why I've been through all the experiences that I've been through, is to show other people that they can go through shit too. And I've never really fully shared everything that I've gone through or the experiences that I have, mostly just because it's pretty intense stuff. And for a lot of people, it can be hard to hear. So I'm just kind of waiting for the right time that the universe tells me that that needs to be heard by people. And it's not because I don't want to share it. I'm happy to share it. Well, you know, I'm happy to, because I know it will help people. But because of the nature of the story and, you know, stuff, it can be hard for people to hear. So one day when the time is right, I will do that. And I'm not sure if that will be maybe in a blog post, or if it will be on a podcast or a YouTube video or something, but I will likely cry. So we'll have to see about that, because that seems to happen. Anyway, tangent. Thank you so much all for being here, and check out my Instagram, because I have something that I'm sharing with everyone this week. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a limited opportunity. So you definitely want to make sure you are on my Instagram. I'll be sharing my stories soon, and it's only going to be temporary. So if you're listening to this episode like a week, more than a week after it was released, then this opportunity is likely passed. But I love you. Thank you so much for being here. You are doing fucking amazing. You are doing exactly the right thing that you're meant to do. Nothing that you're doing is wrong. Nothing that you're doing is not what it's meant to be doing. You're doing it exactly perfectly, exactly what you're meant to do. And everything's going to be okay. Absolutely. It's going to be all okay. So that is it. Thank you again, and I will catch you in our next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.